Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So here's how this works. You guys write into us on our socials with a dilemma going on in your life. And if we like what we read, we'll throw it on the air and then ask our listeners to chime in about it. This one came in from Danielle a couple weeks ago, and we've been sitting on it. And when I heard about Katie's Facebook issues, I was like, oh, we got to get that message from Danielle. So she says, hey, JKJ Morning Show, I need some real advice. I'm 45, divorced, successful in my career, and for the first time in years, I'm really happy. And the happiness is because of Jordan.
Aww.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm Jordan. I'm a model. I like to play flag football. Jordan is 27. She says, I know, I can hear the judgment already. So to reiterate, she's 45, Jordan's 27. We met about a year ago at a charity 5K. He was charming, funny, and not remotely intimidated by me. It started off as a harmless flirtation, turned into a full-on relationship. He treats me with respect, makes me laugh every day. We have an amazing connection mentally and physically.
Uh-uh.
Here's the thing. Almost everyone in my life hates it. My friends say I'm making a fool of myself. My sister keeps hinting that I'm his phase before he wants kids and somebody younger. My 21-year-old son won't even meet him. He told me it's gross and embarrassing. So lately, the pressure's been getting to me. I find myself pulling back, hesitating to post a photo of us, thinking twice about inviting him to events, avoiding PDA. I don't want judgmental stares. I love being with him, but now I'm wondering if love is enough. Is he really just in a cougar phase? Am I ignoring the red flags that everyone else sees? Are they the ones too caught up in appearances to see that I've found something real? I'm torn. Do I end something that feels right to keep the peace, or do I risk alienating the people I love for the person who actually makes me feel alive again? Need some help here. Feel free to use this for Show Wants to Know. And that's from Sweet Danielle, dating 27-year-old Jordan.
Ooh.
Keeping it hot. And we got Jack on the line. What's up, Jack?
What's up? Yeah.
Yeah, it's hey. Jack, everybody. Say hi to Jack.
Hi, Jack. Jack.
It's Jack.
What's up?
What's up? All right, buddy, what do you think about Danielle dating Jordan, who's 27 and she's 45?
Ah, man, I would need some timeline, because if it's like, if it's early, it's just a phase. But if it's long and they're happy, you know. You got to roll with the punches.
She
says
we met about a year ago, so they've been together for, let's say, 12 months. They've been together a year.
I think it might be a phase. That's my opinion. It might be a phase.
After a year?
After a year, yeah. A year's not that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's four seasons. There's that whole
moons,
joke about you need to be with somebody for like eight seasons, right? You need to go through 2 years together before you know if it's going to stick or not. So have you ever been in this position, Jack?
I've been with an older lady before, yeah. Dated an older lady for a little while, but it was just kind of a phase for me. So and probably the same for this Jordan cat.
Yeah, well, what was the allure when you said that you did date an older woman? Was it that she had her stuff together? Like, it just something you hadn't, you know, a route you hadn't taken before? Like, what was it?
Just kind of my coworker, you know, it was one of her friends. She worked at the course, and I was just kind of around her a lot, you know. I guess it just kind of happened like that, not for any particular reason or anything.
You just got kind of flirty, and you're like, this might be fun for a while.
Yeah.
And Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what it was.
So how long did that relationship last?
Like 2 months. I don't even know if you consider it a relationship.
Yeah, so that truly was just a little fling for you.
He's hung out a little.
Yeah.
All right,
sure.
Buddy. So what's your advice for Danielle? You want her to move on from this 27-year-old hunk?
I'd maybe start asking some questions, you know, ask him the hard-hitting ones.
Like, do you want to push me around in a wheelchair in a few years? Or hi, Shannon.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So what's your advice for Danielle? Dating young.
Well, before advice, I'd just like to say, you know, there's a double standard. A man who's 45 dating a 27-year-old would be getting pats on the back.
I
don't know about that.
We still talk bad about him, I think.
I don't know.
I mean, everybody's
That's
talking bad
gap.
About Bill Belichick right now. Like I said, I just brought him up. And I mean, everyone's like, ew, gross. So I don't know if that double standard still exists.
Well, it's
maybe for a few people.
It's definitely there. No, you are absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Shannon. It is there. It is... I think that women are more, you know, open to pursuing it themselves now, but we definitely get judged for it. And I think that men, it's a little bit more, you know, if you date younger, it is expected of you guys. For us, it's almost like, oh, why'd you do that? There's definitely a double standard. But what do you think about it, Shannon? Like, what do you think about, you know, the whole Danielle situation and her family and everything judging her?
Well, you know, I think she has to have serious conversations with the young man that she's dating. You know, maybe he doesn't want kids. There's lots of young people in this country today that don't want kids, that would not bring kids into this world. So, you know, they don't know. They're assuming that he is going to leave her and want kids. They don't know him, and they don't want to get to know him. So they're judging him in advance, and that's a pretty crappy way to treat someone.
Yeah.
If this is someone that she cares about, she needs to, and he needs to, sit down and talk about all those things. And if they don't want those same things, you can have someone who's the same exact age as you, and in 6 years or 10 years, there's nothing there anymore.
Yeah,
you know what? That's actually a good point. I mean, it doesn't have to be the same age gap or group, you know, to have similar interests. I mean, you could be totally connected
until you start making movie references that are 20 years old and they don't get it. That would bother me.
At some point,
the references go over. We experienced that just working with Josh in this studio.
Yeah.
Where Katie and I are talking about things, and Josh's like, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you're in a relationship, that would be very difficult. That would be the really hard part about it. So you're saying
I don't know that that's going to be the hard part in a relationship. That would be for me. Weird part, but I mean that's kind of surface level if you're thinking about it. That's surface.
Yeah, but that's a way to connect. If I'm making Wayne's World references and the guy doesn't or the woman doesn't know what that is, then I don't know. I don't know if she doesn't get my jokes and stuff. I'm like, I'm not in this. You've never heard of Wayne's World?
When was the last time you sat down and watched Wayne's World, Jeremy?
Oh, God. Probably about a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's one of my faves.
You're a fan.
So, Shannon, you're saying you need to sit this guy down with a bowl of mac and cheese and some chicken nuggets and a juice box and tell him you know, how you feel and where he sees this going. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he'd have to take me out to dinner for steak and old-fashioned.
Yay! There you go. Class up the joint,
Shannon. I like
Shannon.
That.
What's your whiskey of choice, Shannon?
You know, I'm kind of a Dalmore kind of girl. So
not bad. Yeah.
Scottish whiskey.
Yeah. Well done. Yeah. All right. Good for you.
You, Shannon. Classy.
Yeah.
Shannon, thank you so much for calling in. You're a very wise lady. Thank you so much.
Been around a while.
Find you a 27-year-old, Shannon. See you later.
She's funny.
Here's Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Hey, you. What's your thoughts about Danielle's situation?
I think it's perfectly fine. My boyfriend is 14 years younger than me, and he's fine with it. His family was fine with it. My friends were fine with it. I mean, they did call me a cougar.
Yeah, but you liked it.
But you owned it, didn't you?
Yep, I was going to say, I owned it. I was fine with it. You know, we were at my work the other day, and we were playing this game, and it said, what animal do you refer to? And I said, cougar. And everybody laughed. So.
Yeah. And he looked at you and gave you a little wink. He's like,
yeah. You just wait till later.
So what attracted you to having this type of relationship where the guy's 14 years younger? What's attractive about that to you?
I don't really even know. To me, he was very cute. I think after a while, like on our first date and we went out and I was like, so how old are you again? And at that time, he was like, 31 or something?
Okay.
And I was like, what? 31? Oh, my God. What am I getting into? Yeah. And then it was fine. I mean, we connected really good. I learned how, because I love concerts. He loves concerts. I learned, like, a lot of new bands, you know, like a lot of, you know, Stick Figure, Slightly Stupid. Mm-hmm. Had no clue who any of those people were.
You know, on the opposite end of what I just said, like not knowing my jokes from Wayne's World and stuff, I could see being 45-ish or whatever, and it probably feels pretty good to kind of stay in the know of what's going on in the community that's 15 years younger than you.
Yeah, he keeps you young.
Exactly.
He keeps you young in that aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't, I don't think I look my age, and a lot of people tell me I don't look my age. But you know what? I'm fine with it, and I love being with him. We get along fine. He is happy to take care of me when I get very old and gray and can't walk and in a wheelchair.
He's going to have to carry you up the stairs.
Yeah.
That's a good,
you know,
that's a good retirement plan.
It's
a good retirement plan. So what is your age right now?
I am 58.
And he's what?
44.
44, 58, and it's working.
Yep.
Good for you guys.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think if she is, if that girl, that's dating the 27-year-old, if she's happy, good for her. You know, forget her family.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm saying too. It's like everybody's such a busybody.
There's none of
the
business. It is. It's true.
And Leah, did you see any of the pushback with your family when you and your person started dating?
No.
No. Okay.
That's
no,
good.
I think it
That's
was
good.
Because my sister is dating a younger man.
Runs in the family.
Wow. You ladies like them young, don't you, Leah?
So they were just used to it by then.
Dang.
That's
you like
good.
Them young.
That's good stuff.
Leah, you're a sweetheart. Thank you for calling in and opening up
right.
and sharing your personal life with us. We appreciate
Thank
you.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
You too. See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So what do you think about the show Wants to Know today, where Danielle's 45 dating a 27-year-old dude?
Yeah, so I have a couple thoughts. The first one is that it stood out to me that she opened the message with, I am happy. And I think that's a lot. And maybe a lot of the pushback that she's getting is because she doesn't fit into the mold of what society thinks she should be in life, with a partner, all of that. So I think that's important to take into account. The second thing is that while she's happy, the future also matters, right? And so some people have said, well, this is where you got to communicate and see what he wants out of life. And I'm also thinking of it in research shows that men are more likely to leave women if they become sick, especially with cancer or with mental health concerns. And so if she's also thinking about her future and wants a partner that's going to be there for her, I think it's important to take into account what the research tells us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to involve
That's
some
smart.
Very deep conversations with Jordan,
yeah.
I think.
But I love
like,
what
you're
going
to be able to stick it out.
About her being happy. Like, that's such a huge part when it comes to dating because so much of it makes us unhappy. So when something makes you happy and you feel good about it, like, I hate that she's looking at it negatively because her friends and family are influencing that.
Well,
you know
what part of it is, too, is like when people see other people happy, it pisses them off.
It does kind
of. So they try to do everything in their power to make them unhappy because they're unhappy, too, you know?
Which stinks.
That's a you problem if you're unhappy. Don't dim somebody else's light, right, Katie?
Yeah, no, exactly. Let their light shine.
Let their light shine.
Come on.
Olivia, we're getting some weird feedback from your phone, but we appreciate you calling. Thank you so much for sounding off for Show Wants to Know. Alexandra.
Yes, how's it going?
Super dupes. How are you today?
I'm great.
All right. Sound off with Show Wants to Know here.
All right. Well, I missed the beginning part, so I'm not sure what the letter that she wrote in or whatever she said. But what Olivia just said, that she started off with, she's happy.
Mm-hmm.
I echo Olivia's thoughts on that. But you guys said there were red flags, so I'm just wondering what the red flags are.
Oh,
because no matter what an age gap is, red flags are red flags.
So one of them was she's got a 21-year-old son who says he won't even meet him. He says it's gross and embarrassing, so maybe the embarrassing is a red flag.
Okay.
She's hesitating about posting a photo, thinking twice about inviting him to events, avoiding PDA. They say her family's too caught up in appearances. She's torn, blah, blah, blah. So I guess those are the red flags, mostly coming from the friends and family.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I was in a relationship. I'm about to turn 46. I was in a relationship with a 32-year-old for about a year also. But there were lots of red flags. And in the end, he wants biological children. I would adopt. I don't have any children, but I would absolutely adopt. I've been a preschool teacher much of my life. But I think if they're a year in and there's like no red flags in the actual relationship, I say go for it.
That's what I'm saying. That was her opening line. So she's 45, divorced, successful in the career, first time in years. She says, I'm really, really happy. And this happiness is because of Jordan, who's 27.
I think that's And if it's a year and it's good, then I think he's, if it were a phase, I think he'd be out of it by now.
I think you're right. Yeah. I'm with you. Like I said, they've gone four seasons.
Yeah, a year is actually a long time when it comes to dating, you know?
Yeah, and holidays. Yeah. I mean, you've gone through Valentine's Day, a couple birthdays. You've gone through Thanksgiving and Christmas together. Like, I feel like this guy's pretty committed.
I think so, too. And whoever said that a year is not a long time, I think, in this day and age, a year is a very long time.
Especially in dating.
Yeah, seriously, that's a long time.
That's almost married.
Exactly. I think if she's into PDA, she should go for it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, make out like crazy.
Totally. My ex thought that I thought he was older than me, and he thought I was younger than him when we met. And so it wasn't like PDA. No one cared what anyone thought. We're both, like, it was never a thing. It was just in the end.
I wonder how much PDA is going on. If it's a lot of heavy petting, that tends to get uncomfortable. But
for
you know,
anybody.
Just a few
tongue. That's uncomfortable regardless of the age.
Yeah. A few tongue kisses here and there is fine, though. I'm okay with it. Thank you so much for sharing your life. You have a great day.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
see you later. All right, we'll do two more. We'll do Kay and Michelle, and then we'll wrap up the old show wants to know. Hi, Kay.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, girl. Hey, we're good. So what are your thoughts on Danielle dating super hot 27-year-old Jordan?
Hey, if she's happy, she's happy. Like, you know, her relatives might die off, and then she'll be unhappy if she's not with him.
Yeah.
Truth. How old are you?
I am 50.
How young would you go?
Well, probably 30. My oldest is 30, and I don't think that, you know, I would go any younger than that. But when I was 45, I did have a little fling with someone who was 20 years younger than I was. And my son said that if he ever came to the house, that he was going to kick his, you know what.
Yeah. And he's not welcome here, Mom.
What was that fling all about, Kay? Tell me about that fling. What was that all about?
I mean, you know, it was just, we were both physically attracted to each other, and it is what it is. You know, we had some fun, and that's what it was.
Yeah. Good for you. So off the air, Katie was telling me about the appeal of this when you're 45 dating a 25-year-old. And why is that so perfect, Katie?
Because you're kind of in the same place, like, for lack of a better term, in the bedroom, right? Like,
sexually.
Women around that age, there are no rules, right? You're ready. And you're like, it's my me stage. It's my me journey. And men also in their 20s are like, it's my me journey. So you
me journey
really
three
well.
Times a day.
So it matches really well, right? Like,
when does this happen for ladies?
Yeah, like after 40, wouldn't you say, Kay?
What?
Yeah, between 40 and 45. You're just
can
like,
somebody
you know.
Call my wife and let her know? Can somebody text her, message her, email her?
You're in your
send her
journey.
A letter. Go knock on our door right now and let my wife know that this is what's supposed to be going on at this age.
That's funny. So I will say this. My daughter, she's 26, and she introduced me to a guy that was a couple years younger than me. He was 48. And so I had some questions for her, you know, like he's got children, you know, they're teenagers. Are you prepared for that? And she was like, well, they're not my kids.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, but they will be.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
But they will be.
You have to step up.
You know, and that kind of made her think a little bit, and they're not together anymore. But.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to think about all that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Here's there's things that you have to think about, but, you know, at the age that we're at now, it's like whatever makes you happy, go for it.
There you go. Love it. All right, Horny Kay, thank you for calling. She hung up. All right, have a good day. What? That's all I heard out of that entire conversation.
Put it out there like that.
Hi, sweet Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. So you're going to get the final word for Show Wants to Know. It's all you.
Well, I feel like I have a happy ending, so our happy story is still continuing.
Good. Tell us.
So, yay.
All right. So I was, I had just had a divorce. It was not a good divorce. I have four children. They range in ages from 6 to 12. And I met someone that was 9 years younger than me. So at the time, I was 34 and he was 25. And I really wasn't looking for anything at all. But he actually worked. We had a family business and he actually worked for my parents at the time. So it was more like a friend relationship. And then it just developed into something later. But at the time, everybody thought We were crazy. First of all, he had no children. So the fact that I had four children, you know, he was very judged by his friends and family. And then same with my family. You know, they're like, why are you dating someone that has no experience with children? And why would he even want to?
He's still a child himself.
Yeah,
did you hear that?
Now you have five kids.
Yeah, and it didn't start off well, honestly. I mean, I got jokes like, you know, he's a boy toy and, you know, like this was never going to, you know, my friends were like, thought it was a joke, you know. But we've been together 19 years and he was a great stepfather to my children. And then we actually went on to have a child ourselves when I was around 40.
I love this story.
Thanks, Michelle.
Success.
It
is a happy ending.
It's adorable, Michelle.
Good
yeah,
for you.
That's my opinion. You know, I feel like, too, if he's been in the relationship for a year already, I don't think it sounds like a, you know, a fling.
I don't, I believe, I wholeheartedly believe it's not a fling.
You're not flinging for a year.
Ain't nobody
flinging.
You're
not doing that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're locked
well,
in.
Gosh, Michelle, I like your story.
Yeah.
That made me
it's
happy.
Very sweet.
So you're telling Danielle to stick with this 27-year-old stud and have some fun, right?
Yes, I am. If it makes her happy, yes.
Love
it's
it.
Her life and it's his life, not everyone else's life.
Love it. Done. Done and done. Michelle, you were a great last call. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too,
thanks,
buddy.
Michelle. You too.
Well, that just summed it all up right there, didn't it?
Really it really did.
Is there anything else to say?
Well, I just wanted to add that you can't live your life trying to make other people happy. And that's what this whole situation reminds me of. If Danielle is happy with her guy and they have good times together and she trusts him, just roll with that. Your family's going to come around eventually, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Once they see you string a few years together and they're like, oh, this isn't just
it's
a phase.
It's for real. Yeah.
This guy's
jealous.
Sticking around. Then they are going to be
They'll
locked
be
into your situation. So
yeah.
I just feel like I'd also say, stick it out. You guys seem like you're on the right track a year later.
So you are, how old are you, 54?
Stop it.
No.
No.
55. How old
no,
are you?
No, we're not talking about, poor Josh, the sympathetic look Josh
nah,
just gave me.
How young would you go?
Oh, gosh.
I'm 30, Katie. Would
I
you go 30?
So I have a rule. You can't be closer to Zoe Nana's age than my age. So
she's 20.
She's 21. She's about to be 22. So
yeah,
that's
that,
kind of the rule.
No,
you, go
I feel 35.
Like
you could date a 32-year-old.
I know, but 35. That's the thing. So again, I have dated younger. I've went on a full-on 8-year relationship with somebody. I've also just dated. And I don't know. I don't know if I would never go back to that, but yeah.
I'm with you, Jared. Well, I'm with you, man. Earlier on when you were talking about, like, if you were cracking jokes and they didn't understand, that's huge for me, too. Like, that's...
Well, and I have to say...
They'd have to know my jokes.
The
yes.
And movie references.
But seriously, though,
and
that's huge.
And honestly, the last younger guy I dated, the reason I called it quits is because he was throwing the old jokes, right? Like, oh, you can't get up, Grandma.
Oh,
and I was
God,
like,
that would,
it got real
that
old
would
real
old.
Quick.
Gross.
And I was like, you know what I mean? I'm just not feeling this anymore.
No,
so,
absolutely not.
I'm trying to think
I mean?
If I was thrown out into the world of single land, how I think I'd probably go
22,
probably.
Okay,
22.
But that's not what we're asking. Would you go
68?
No.
No. What does her pocket? What does her pocketbook look like?
You wouldn't
I
go
would not.
55.
I'll just say it would not be for me.
Okay, see, there you go. Yeah. So it's just
but
it
different strokes for different folks,
that's
right?
That's what's up. There it is.
33.
And then she's like, what's a He-Man?
35. 35. She'd have to know a He-Man.
Yeah.
You collect 80s action figures?
I know, right?
I mean, what 30-year-old woman doesn't love that?
Dude, I'm just thinking about that. If you ever had to do like the dating world over again and you were like showing off your
action. Would you like to come downstairs and see my action figures?
You found the perfect woman that she puts up with that.
I know.
You
right?
would never
I
get
know.
Another date
I,
again.
I would, that would be so under wraps, you don't even know.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You can't ever
would,
be single again.
You'll reveal that on like
I'm
your
sorry,
5-year
sir.
Anniversary.
So I collect action figures.
Knick-knack, he's yours for life.
Yeah, please don't leave me.
Please
don't leave me, Nicole.